Well, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. As you know, we're producing podcasts of icons in our industry, and I'm really excited to introduce Shannon Duvall today. I've known Shannon for, 15 years? I'm not sure, Shannon, how long it's been.
Maybe closer to 20.
Oh, my goodness. You were really young, and I was younger when all that was going on. But Shannon was one of my clients for years before she just kept progressing up the corporate ladder, and I'm just so proud of her. Just smart and dedicated, and you know, in addition to being a great professional, she's a great mom. So her title, I'm going to try to get this right, Shannon. She's already had to correct me. Senior Vice President of Philanthropy, the Chief Development Officer for Common Spirit Health. Did I do it right?
Deputy. Deputy Chief Philanthropy. Yep.
Only missed it by one word. That's pretty good for me. But Shannon,
hey, Eddie, that in a quarter will get us a cup of coffee.
Not anymore.
So, yeah, right. Good point.
Shannon is, I love Shannon. I have this no reservation. She's not just a talented professional. She's really a good person. And I love my days working with her. They were one of my happy days of the month when I was spending time with Shannon in Cedar Rapids before she progressed. And Shannon, I really appreciate you doing this. It's a personal pleasure for me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Eddie. It's an honor to be with you and amongst the ranks of professionals you've assembled for these podcasts. Appreciate it.
They're going great. We really have enjoyed them. So I've asked Shannon to talk about two really important questions. Number one is, what has she learned in her young career that's really made a difference? And the second question is, what mistakes have you made, or mistake have you made, that you have made, and what have you learned from it? So let's go with the first one, Shannon. What's something you've learned that's really made a difference?
Eddie, there's so many. This was a wonderful opportunity to prepare for time with you, because these questions, I think, are fascinating for all of us to consider, no matter at what point we find ourselves in our career. But a few things that I think I've learned. Number one is to be bold. And coupled closely with that is, and my dad was a Minnesota farm boy, and so he used to say, go with your gut. You know, I would say 10 out of 10 times in any professional or personal situation, if you really follow that instinct of, you know, in your gut, knowing what's right and knowing the way to proceed, I don't think you'll ever go wrong. I think additionally, surrounding yourself with people who push you. You were one of those people for me, people you respect, people who have similar values, who are more advanced maybe than you at the time in the field. You know, people like you weren't going to let me phone it in, right? If you surround yourself with people smarter than yourself, and I think over time now that's I've added, you know, people who work on our team. It's always a winning combination. It's not always as comfortable maybe or as safe because you have people pushing you. I think at various junctures in my career, I do have what I call, and many people have this, a personal board of directors who I pull together, and I mean, not in all one room, obviously, but over time ask for advice. And oftentimes what they share with me, it's not comfortable or easy, but it's definitely pushed me. And it's also, you know, I can look back specifically on a couple of junctures of my career where it would have been easier maybe and more comfortable to, I was doing well, I was enjoying what I was doing. And maybe it would have been safer to stay where I was, but because I was bold, thanks to the support and coaching of a lot of people I respected, you know, that pushed me. And I think pushing past that maybe comfort zone or complacent area sometimes, for me, has been the thing that has kept me growing and vibrant, and I think hopefully contributing to our field in a way that just year over year you continue to make a bigger impact, I hope. So I think being bold, going with your gut, and surrounding yourself with people smarter than yourself would be the three things I've learned. And just following even, you know, not even, especially with the donors I've been privileged to walk with, the ability to build relationships, I think, is so, you need to be authentic. And
yes.
A lot of that is from your gut and your, you know, just your ability to interface with people and serve them in that manner. So those would be a few things I think I've learned.
Well, they're important lessons, aren't they? The sooner you learn them,
the
better.
I think so. Yeah, that's right.
I hate to ask you, but what's been a mistake that you've made and what did you learn from it?
Okay, so Eddie, I'm a person who's like you, a culture of continuous improvement. So when I was preparing, I actually had a longer list of mistakes than things I learned.
All.
So,
you know,
yeah,
Casey,
exactly.
Casey says all the time that we build a great company on all of Eddie's mistakes. And there's a lot of truth to that. I wish you'd phrase
That's
it differently.
No, but it's true. And it I think is. You're right. The way we maximize our ability to move forward and turn that page is what we learn. So we don't repeat the mistakes. So a few things that I think are applicable to almost everyone that I think jumped to the top of my list, you know, remembering that leadership is not a popularity contest. I think there have been times in my career where, particularly in managing teams, where kind of back to that, you know, go with your gut, you knew that maybe a situation wasn't a fit. And yet, because I'm an internal optimist and I love to coach, probably let that, we came to the same outcome, right? Which is it's better for everybody to move on. But I think I could have gotten, I knew in my gut, I could have gone down that pathway sooner. So just knowing that you have, once again, back to that, be bold. Secondly, I think controlling your own destiny, particularly as it is related to time management. I think, and you were somebody who was a huge proponent of this, Eddie, when we worked together, you know, lots of the work we do as it relates to philanthropy is not squeaky wheel work. If we don't prioritize it, other things, in administrivia, you know, pull us other places, and that's not where we raise money. So I think, you know, being the, in my world, it was something as simple as, at the beginning, I don't think I did as good of a job of managing my own time and my own calendar. And so, you know, pretty quickly, you know, at the end of the month, if you hadn't been out in people's living rooms and boardrooms, you wouldn't have raised money. So pretty, that happened to me actually pretty quickly, where I knew I had to be the one to manage my own schedule and life and control my own destiny with that. I think not asking, especially in my very junior years, I think I felt there needed to be this long courtship before you ask for anything of significance. And I think particularly in the role we're privileged to play with families and individuals and corporations, people know why you're there. And so, yes,
absolutely,
we need to, you know, build a good foundation, pun intended, of a relationship. But then we need to be bold about asking, and I even, you know, presenting the opportunity. And so I think I've learned that over the years, that a mistake maybe was either not asking, getting too close before you asked, or, you know, just assuming that people wanted you to just come over for coffee and cookies. No, they know why you're there. And so be bold in presenting the opportunity. And then finally, and maybe this is more for, if there's more junior professionals listening to your podcast, I think they're, what I wrote in my notes here is, don't let other people psych you out.
Good
and,
point.
And what I mean by that is, especially in my more junior years, I was a hard-driving, ambitious professional, and there were a few people in my path who said, relax, you've already achieved a lot at a young age, and you know, if I would have listened to them, I don't think I would be where I am today. So that's probably full circle back to go with your gut, right? If you believe in yourself and you're fulfilled and really running in all cylinders, professionally and personally, don't let anybody else take you off that path.
Absolutely.
Just believe in yourself.
You know, if I can follow up with a couple things that you said, one is how we get distracted and not making visits. you know, Shannon, we've been doing this analysis of a number of charities, I think well over 100 now, and we have found that the average major gift officer spends less than 10% of their time with donors.
Wow.
They're picking out napkins and licking stamps and doing what a support person should do. And then what we have found, in fact, one of your former colleagues, Mike Lynn, who is at Waterloo, tripled the number of visits they've made in a year. And they're seeing the results. And same thing they had at Johns Hopkins. So I think you've made your mistakes. You've learned really important lessons. And Shannon, you're a great example. If you're looking for someone to emulate, Shannon's a great one. And I know she struggles with balance in life. We all do, but she has really done a great job raising a good family and being a great professional. One other question, Shannon, how many foundations do you all have in your health system?
Yeah, so we have 79 foundations. We have about 140 care sites, though, across 21 states. So, yeah, it's been very interesting, and in partnership with Fred Najjar and team, you know, how we architect what adds value, because we know philanthropy is local, and so it is our goal to add value so that those people in those foundations and care sites are able to be out with their donors and presenting opportunities. So Eddie and I were visiting about this before we started the podcast. It is by far the most interesting work that I've ever been privileged to be a part of. Just building a different muscle in terms of strategic and complex thinking. So that's our goal, is to provide value so that, as you're saying, we can get those obstacles out of the way and get people out meeting with their donors.
You know, Shannon, I want to do another podcast with you one day, maybe get you and a couple others on. And the question I would ask is, what do we do about turnover rate in philanthropy?
We've
got to address that. That's something we've been talking about in our two companies, about what's the way to address that. Well, Shannon, thanks for your time. Thanks for doing this today.
And thank you so much, Eddie.
Proud
means
of
the
you.
World to be with you.
Keep it up. And hope that you all have the opportunity to meet Shannon in person sometime. You'll be delighted. And in the meantime, we will do another podcast here soon, and we look forward to talking to more icons in our industry. Have a great day.